It is May 8 of 1936, and you are alone in the basement of Crosby's Mortuary. Crosby's Mortuary is near Burlingame, California. Well, now, wait a minute. You're not quite alone, because on a slab awaiting preparations for funeral and burial is a body with an identification tag on one of its toes. Body of a young man named Ralph Neves, N-E-V-E-S. Ralph's wearing his breeches and one boot, and that's it. It's as though he had just been dumped there quickly, carelessly. In fact, that's what had happened. Ralph Neves was an 18-year young jockey. And on the afternoon of May 8, he had been racing at Bay Meadows in San Mateo, and it happened in the fourth race, and he's running fourth. Thundering into a fast turn on the backstretch, Ralph's mount stumbled, and five horses came down in a jam-up. Ralph had been catapulted into the air, and when the trampling hoofs were silent and the dust had settled, there's Ralph lying face down on the track, motionless. Well, three doctors rushed to the scene as thousands of spectators murmured anxiously. Jockey Neves was pronounced dead even before the stretcher arrived. Minutes later, his body's placed in an ambulance and driven to a nearby hospital. The hospital didn't even want Ralph Neves. "Don't waste our time," the ambulance driver was told. "Take him straight to Crosby's Mortuary." Now you know how Ralph Neves wound up in Crosby's basement with nothing on but his pants and one boot. The ambulance driver just deposited him and left. When Ralph's friend Horace Wald heard what had happened, he hurried over to the mortuary, and at first the mortician was reticent to allow Horace to see Ralph, but then Horace explained that he was a doctor and he was used to such things. Lucky for Ralph that Horace was a physician, because when Dr. Wald was taken downstairs, he gazed at Ralph Neves for a rather long time. Then suddenly, inexplicably, he was compelled to reach out and touch the jockey's neck, you know, just feel the carotid for a pulse. There was one. It was a faint pulse, but it was a pulse. Dr. Wald ran out to his car. He returned with his little black bag. A single shot of adrenaline brought Ralph bolt upright in the slab, and before Dr. Wald could say a word, the jockey had fled the mortuary in panic. Ralph ran 2 miles to San Mateo. He ran 2 miles. Then he hailed a cab. Still frightened and confused, he demanded, "Take me to Bay Meadows racetrack." The driver took him to Bay Meadows, and before the cab had stopped at the curb, Ralph had jumped out, still wearing only his pants and one boot. He ran into the grandstand. Somebody cried, "There's Ralph Neves, the dead jockey." And there were screams, and the crowd started charging him, and Ralph kept running. He didn't stop until he dropped from exhaustion. Next day, May 9. Next day, Ralph's back in the saddle, he's back on the track, and he's racing. He continued to ride until he retired 28 years later. One of the doctors who had pronounced him dead just shook his head. Decided then that it was a profound depression of the nervous system. That's what had made it seem that Ralph Neves had died. The only reason I'm bringing this to your attention at all is that one of these days, you're going to be reading a roster of the Racing Hall of Famers, and you're going to see the name of Ralph Neves. Oh, it's there, you bet. 3,772 first-place finishes. The 23rd winningest jockey of all time. And when you see that, you're going to know that in order to make that record, Ralph had to come back from the grave. Because now you know the rest of the story.